Well, Roger, I'm glad your wife is doing much better. That is great news.
Well, it's given me an opportunity to see the future. Like I said, I visited about five different individuals that are the leading edge developers of this technology, and I can see that in the future it's going to be machines that will do an analysis of kind of like the plug-in that we have in our automobiles, where you plug in the computer and it
tells you everything.
It diagnoses anything that's wrong at the time, and then what they'll do is they'll plug you into one of these machines here, and they will not only solve your infirmities, but they're going to keep you from aging.
That'll be done with a drop of blood, I bet.
Well, it probably could be done that well, but even now there are machines that I saw that they hook up to you, and the machines run through different frequencies, and they look for resonances of those frequencies that your body says, yeah, that's something that I'm going to vibrate with. And because that causes the generators to pull more current, so to speak, they know that there is something attached to that particular frequency that is an infirmity. One of the things, the most fantastic machine I saw was a machine that actually you put your finger in the machine, and it took your Corellian image. In other words,
your aura.
Like, yeah. You know, it took your aura. It's kind of like a fingerprint reader where you put your finger in it. Each one of your fingers, one after another, it's called, the name of the company is called Kirilonics. It's Kirilonics. And technology is there from Russia. So you put your fingers in, and it does scans, does the Corellian scans. You see the aura around each finger, and then it goes through the programming processes that give diagrams of your bioenergy, several different graphs. It also gives chakra diagrams to show if your chakras are in alignment, and it gives you statistical charts and giving the numerology of the readings, so that you know your energy levels. Now, the really remarkable thing that we did with this is that we did, I did several tests in several different states with this machine. This machine is about a $16,000 machine. And then we subjected ourselves to the Kupski kind of multi-wave oscillators, where you stand by these machines that do these emissions. Your normal timeline is about 3 minutes in front of these machines. And then we went back and re-shot our Corellian fingers and asked the machine to make a new interpretation, and you could actually see in the results that our whole body energy had been lifted.
That's fantastic. Let's take some calls here, Raj. Let's go to Lancaster, California, first of all. Hey, Ray, good morning.
Yeah, hi. How you doing, guys?
Good. We're fine. Thank you.
Yeah. Do you think you see coli in Gerber? You see that's a conspiracy? That's one question. And then I want to know this. You know, it seems to me like the dollar started really going down and when the euro appeared. Am I wrong on that? Or because it seemed like the euro's been kicking the dollar ever since. And the dollar can't recuperate against the euro. So that's what I wanted to ask.
Okay, well, I'll let you answer that one, and we'll both talk about the E. coli situation, Roger. Go ahead on
okay,
the dollar.
Well, the euro is in just as bad shape as the dollar is. Basically, if you look at the indebtedness of the of those countries as well, they're almost in the same ratio of debt to their GDP. So everybody's hammered. You know, you do get those fluctuations up and down, but the overall thing, when you look at the U.S. dollar, it is the index is based on a basket of currencies that it's put in ratio with. So we're all kind of in the same fix, the same boat. If you bar yourself to oblivion, then paying the piper, you know, you just cannot bar yourself into affluence.
No, not at all. The E. coli, it's weird. The whole thing is bizarre. We don't know for sure if it was concocted or not, but it's just a bizarre story, isn't it, Roger?
Well, it is.
Next up,
I don't really have much more to add because I don't know as much about that. Though I rely on Mike Adams' Natural News for a lot of that information. I think he's pretty sharp.